The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
We've talked before about, targeted ads and you saying something and it comes up on your social media. It's that in itself is kind of freaky. This email from a listener takes it to the next step. He said, I had an ad pop up on Instagram. Underwear for men with separate compartments for your Franks and beans. Mm-hmm. And he said, I had to pass it on. He said, here's the crazy thing. If this was a targeted ad, it's incredibly sophisticated. I didn't verbally bitch about my balls sticking to my leg today, but I work in a hot factory and I had to adjust them quite a lot. And I thought about it all the time. Man, my balls are stuck to my leg and my phone was in my pocket. Did they pick up my vibrations and movements now? Is this where we are? By the way, I am kind of thinking of trying these out because sweaty nuts suck. Mm. Thoughts?
Well, if they can, then God help us.
That's too late.
Yeah.
It's
way too late.
Yeah.
But it's made me so weird that, like, I'll be like, I don't talk to myself anymore because my phone's in the room. And I'm like,
used to talk to yourself just randomly because,
because I'm losing my mind. But
I'm there. I'm with you.
Yeah. I would be like, phone's
listening. Gotta talk to somebody.
Jeez. But then I just will, like, think my thoughts. And then I'm like, man, if they can get in there, that's going to be a bad day.
I honestly feel like I've had stuff come up that I've only thought about. Man, that could just be a coincidence, right? Mm-hmm. But this is the underwear here. So
so weird.
It Look is. You slip your dong through,
James,
the,
you're getting those.
Through the front hole.
You got like a built-in glory hole with the underwear.
Very convenient.
Yeah. Separate tech.
What's up with the guy with the wine in the advertisement?
Well, what do you think?
I don't know.
What do you think?
You guys going to drink wine, dude?
He's trying to seduce other men.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
What are you doing today?
This whole thing.
Frank, I'm
this
hanging out with my
briefs. Seems like a guy, okay. Guy on guy.
Hey,
underwear.
Here's the thing.
That little it's, thing open. So
wouldn't you think that your penis would slip out of this cover? If it just
It all depends if it goes down and wraps. I wonder if it goes down and actually wraps underneath the balls.
Because look, it looks like...
Oh, it's just a flap.
It's
yes,
just a flap.
Then Dave would be hanging out of that thing by at least 4 or 5 inches.
Your dong would hang down. So your penis goes through a hole and then a flap of material goes over top of it. I don't think it's well designed.
You look like an elephant about to rob a bank.
Yeah. I'd be fine. You wouldn't see a thing. No problem.
I love they got the guy with the wine under the fashion category.
Yeah.
He's got his briefs on.
But it's the same guy, and then he's leisure, and then he's sporty.
Yeah,
he's you know, just typical dude night, hanging out in my briefs, drinking wine.
But at the same, like, I see what you're saying, though, right? Like, even the guy who's just laying on the couch the way men lay on couches, mm-hmm. You know, like, not at all like that. Okay, so look at that. It almost looks like it curls under your donger. Like your donger has its own little pouch. It's not just a flap. It looks like a flap,
right?
It looks like a flap. But if it's just a flap, you're going to go out the bottom of it.
I feel like you would. I don't know.
Except oh, oh boy.
There's a video here. See what you have to do with these bad boys.
He's got his
anyways, I don't care.
Dove tattoos by his pink nose.
Dove tattoos.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, see, it's a pouch for your donger.
Oh, it is a pouch?
It's a pouch.
So it wraps your donger wraps
a
underneath.
Little bit, yeah.
Mm-mm. Not enough. No, that's not great. No. You guys, I don't think it's very well designed.
He's like nice here.
Butt.
He's like here. This is where you want it.
Oh, it's very revealing.
It really makes your package stand out.
It really is very revealing. You can make out every nook and cranny.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
I know what's going on here.
Did he get fired up before he put these underwear on?
He did, obviously. Probably. Do you know how hard I'd be? Listen, if I had to put these things on and be on camera, I'd be a rocket.
Do you know hard I'd be?
Oh, my God, man.
Fluff him again for take two.
Like, there's no way I'm going on camera.
I think he's messing up these takes on purpose to make you come in there and keep fluffing.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, James, for fluffing.
Getting a sore jaw here.
Oh, my God.
Fired it up before the commercial.
Yeah, he's dancing around.
He was.
Here's the bit of my ass. Where's my wine?
So, to this dude, we don't think we're there yet. We're just movements of your phone
while you adjust
your balls can target ads to you. But who knows? Maybe we're there already.
I think what he doesn't realize he did is that he spoke out loud the way Andy was talking about, where he was just like, "Oh my god, my balls are sweating."
Like they hear everything,
and that's all it takes.
Oh, your balls are sweating? Boop, 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 boop.
Exactly. It's all it takes. The other thing that's weird about it is just how they're all tied together. Because there was something like I searched for on Amazon, and then all of a sudden it started showing up on my Instagram.
Oh, yeah. No, that happens. Yeah,
absolutely.
It could tell I wanted to buy something on Amazon.
Fire pit.
It was a fire pit.
On Instagram now?
Facebook owns Instagram, but right. Amazon doesn't have anything to do with Facebook.
Well, they sell their information to
each other. Well, yeah, I'm sure.
Trade all their info.
But I was like,
I think they look at your screen while you're typing stuff.
Oh, it's possible too.
Some of the apps.
They have all the inputs. They probably own the inputs on your keyboard.
Yeah.
You know?
Conagra, which makes Mrs. Butterworth, said it would conduct a complete brand and packaging review. They said, "We can see that our packaging may be interpreted in a way that is inconsistent with our values." And the company that makes cream of wheat porridge also said they're initiating an immediate review of the brand packaging, which features a smiling black chef. Their mascot was previously a black man named Rastus, which has been considered an offensive term for black men. So lots of changes coming to your grocery store.
Hmm.
Mrs. Butterworth, they'll have to get rid of the bottle,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of the name.
Yeah, that was their whole thing, too, is that bottle.
Oddly arousing as a young man. It had boobs.
Well, I mean, I remember you saying that before.
I just remember as a kid.
It's really strange, right? You must have blocked that out because I do remember him talking about it.
I guarantee I blocked it out. I hope that never comes up again.
Like you do, you hope. You're like, I hope he never talks about that again.
Now we know why Dave really likes waffles so much.
Chuck just said, "Oh my God."
That's the reaction coming from a guy who watches people get run over by tanks.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Says the darndest things.
Yep, exactly. He sure does.
You got turned on by that.
I didn't say turned on. I just was like, wow.
What did he say? Boobs. What was the quote?
Wow, boobs.
Yeah. The boobs? Yeah.
I noticed the boobs on the bottle.
Are the boobs like really predominant on the bottle?
I think they were more. Yes. Old Mrs. Butterworth.
You can't really. I mean,
I don't think anyone else in the world has been aroused by Mrs. Butterworth.
I didn't say I was aroused.
You said something.
What did you say? I was intrigued.
Intrigued?
Yeah, like, I don't think they had boobs. I don't think it had boobs.
We went through this already.
There was no boobs, Dave. No boobs. You just imagined boobs.
I think there were boobs.
I don't think there were boobs. You got to think about the time when
they're... Oh, no.
That's not
Oh, my
it.
God, Dave.
My God.
Oh.
My God in heaven, Dave.
What did you search for? Mrs. Butterworth bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he found a woman dressed like it and was convinced that was it.
You think there was like 80s or late 70s Mrs. Butterworth?
It would have to be. That'd be the only time, right? Like, there's no way they would have boobs in the 50s or 60s. It wouldn't have never passed anything. You know,
I feel like
Dave's buddy right at the top. Look at Mrs. Butterworth's boobs. There he is. He's holding the bottle. I wonder what he did with it. I wonder what Dave did with
it. Anyway, stop it.
Oh, my God.
Just a thought. Just a little.
That's a wild Google search. Old Mrs. Butterworth bottle boobs.
Hell of a Google search.
Jesus, this person's a... person's got major issues.
Once again, it's James. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's all list. Under James.
Old Mrs. Butterworth bottle boobs.
Oh, James, you're a mess. Online, you're a mess.
I wonder why I get so many like, psychiatric ads popping up on my feed.
Yeah. Psychiatric ads. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, dude, you need help.
You need a head doctor. Call me.
Other people agree.
Yeah.
100% there were boobs at some point.
Oddly arousing.
Oddly arousing.
I kind of remember it too, but I don't know. I don't see it on the thing, so maybe we
Yeah, I don't remember having it. I have no memories of Mrs. Butterworth's breast.
A lot someone of people said, are saying
I'm
it.
With Dave. Mrs. Butterworth is thick.
A lot of people agree with you.
I know. That's, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Dave said oddly arousing. Anyway, thank you so much. Oddly arousing for a young guy.
It is oddly.
And that is odd. I admit it's odd.
Yeah. Oddly
it's odd for sure. Odds.
I get you.
It's crazy to just be eating pancakes and be like, Mrs. Butterworth.
Imagine sneaking off with her.
Oh no!
Yeah, I'm gonna take you to.
You'll never stop our love, Mrs. Butterworth. We'll be together forever.
Apples and cinnamon.
He's like banging her.
All right, oh, stop. No. Enough. Enough. Enough.
That's enough.
All right.
What are you doing?
He's doing, he's doing
get
it.
Dirty with a bottle.
He's like, finish on your boob.
Oh, come on. Come on. I'm going to finish on that's too much. That's too much.
After once you turn over.
Baby. No.
Syrup right. For syrup.
Come on now. Filthy.
Yeah.
It was just a thought.
You don't want this on your face.
Okay, now.
Slap, 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 slap.
That's enough.
Swaffle my waffle.
No. I did not do that stuff. I'm just sad. Yeah. I was like, this is a
she caught your eye.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure did. In an oddly arousing way.
Yeah. I'll never forget the summers with
no,
Mrs. Butterworth.
No, no, go!
Wait, Mom, what? Seriously, what happened? You changed brands or something? Where's Mrs. Butterworth?
What is this log cabin?
What the hell is going on here?
Where's Mrs. Butterworth?
I would have been upset.
Log cabin.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah they I even put her with. In little that's Christmas outfits now.
Yeah, I do.
Yep. And dress
that
her
was
up
just to
holidays.
Try and stop you from banging her.
Okay, all right.
They were like, this Mrs. Butterworth bottle is too erotic.
I need to put some clothes on.
Put her in some Christmas dresses.
We're making young boys have sinful thoughts.
Yeah.
True, you did. One more thing here. There is a rumor making the rounds on Facebook that leaving onions around your house can fight coronavirus because it absorbs germs.
That's not true.
Somebody ever believe in that?
Who's spreading that? Who's spreading that? Is that our government?
Who has onions around
Martha,
their house
get
right
the
now?
Onions! Get bags of onions!
I don't care
around.
For the pandemic on account of how my house smells now.
Everybody knows you just slice up some onions, you'll be fine. It absorbs the virus!
Onions do many things. They make you cry. They kill witches. They
also keep vampires away.
Protect you from coronavirus.
Who has onions around their house right now? I want to know.
Oh, so many. I guarantee
no,
you.
No
I
mean, one listen, can do, be listen. Having that. They couldn't have fell for that. Really.
People do.
My guess is it's another country.
Yes, but tell them to put
it's on Facebook. So
oh, it is on
your
Facebook.
Aunts and grandmas, no.
Right? But I'm like, what I'm saying is, it's like it was like, and I'm not. I'm just making, I'm pulling a country out of my butt. I'm not okay. But it's like an old Romanian idea,
right?
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And some old Romanian idea, like onions outside home make you safe. That came out, and then grandma. is on Facebook, and she's like, everyone knows you have to put onions.
Onions protect you from dead plants.
My God.
Yeah, that's
it. It's unbelievable, really.
Good old Facebook.
Facebook's crazy.
Yeah.
Facebook's also the one that said if you put like onions in your socks at night, it would pull all the toxins out of your body.
Oh, yeah.
You sleep with
like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Onion socks.
Onion socks. Oh, man.
It was definitely like one of those things. Those, what do you call it? Home remedies.
Yeah.
Thank a medical worker.
Uh-oh. Whoopsie daisy.
Yeah. Great idea, though. Go ahead and thank him.
Yeah, you should.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that whenever Zuckerberg has to answer for all the Facebook stuff, he's like, people are dumb. What do I do?
Because he has no idea there's something on Facebook that says put onions around your house.
Right. He's like, onions on your feet. You know, to cure of corona.
But if he has to sit down on someone in front of someone, they're always like, I found this people, yesterday.
Yeah.
Onions on your feet and outside your home.
People just start things up. They just make anything
up. Well, it's trolls. They're trolling the dumb.
Yeah.
Like, we could make anything up and it would, take off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But then people were like, I shouldn't have done that thing with the onions because it caused major problems in my house.
I feel stupid.
Huh. Yeah.
And you should, right?
Now I got a raccoon problem.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Man, Florida's effed up.
We'll start with a couple of crime stories out of Florida. The first one involving a machete. The second one, a pickaxe.
Oh, geez.
Both of those are pretty bad.
Old-timey weapons.
Yeah, those are pretty bad.
In Hernando County, deputies say a suspect is behind bars following a machete attack that left a man unable to use his left hand.
Wow. So it's off.
Yeah, it's hard to use when it's on the ground.
Can't use that one.
Oh, man.
You know this guy is serious about machetes. Because he's got a machete face tattoo right under his eye.
Oh, you don't mess really with a guy it. With a machete face
oh
tattoo.
Oh, my God.
He's passionate.
Street name's Machete.
It's literally right under his eye.
Yeah, like it looks like. I thought he got punched in the eye or something.
No.
Nope, machete.
Machete face tattoo.
No mystery there.
No.
It's such an odd weapon of choice. He's picking up a machete. It's like picking up a sword.
You know, it's so effective.
It's crazy to
Apparently
me.
Apparently it is. 25-year-old Justin Couch is his name. He attacked a man multiple times with a machete following an argument at a home about 10 o'clock at night. Couch told the victim he needed to leave. Once the victim agreed and said he just wanted to grab his wallet and cell phone, Couch struck the victim with the flat side of the machete's blade. He then swung the machete at the man's face and sliced his forearm, causing him to pass out from the pain.
Oh, my God. Just pass right out.
The victim was taken to Bayfront Health Spring Hill, currently unable to use or move his left hand.
Okay, so he hit the forearm, cut all the magic.
All the tendons.
Tendons,
so.
Yeah.
So it's still on there.
Still on there.
Just useless.
That's useless.
Still have to attach all
those.
Just
a dead left hand.
That's yeah.
It's crazy. You're a true psychopath. You can chop somebody up with a machete.
Oh, yeah.
There's only one bonus to a dead left hand.
What's that?
Doesn't feel like yours.
Yep.
Yeah, but if it's dead, you can't even get a kung fu grip on it.
I would just put some elastics or something on.
You can tape it up.
Yeah, I'd do something.
I think you still want a live one.
Well, yeah, I mean for life and stuff.
I said
yeah.
There's only one upside.
He was arrested, charged with aggravated battery, currently being held on a $10,000 bond. Look out for machete face.
Jesus.
I'm not going to his house.
Yeah, why are you kicking it with old machete face? Going to Freddy Krueger's house tonight.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, we're going. It's a board game night.
I bet stuff goes pretty bad that night.
Yeah, he's a violent guy.
Yeah.
He's a violent guy. It's terrible.
Yeah.
My best friend.
Pretty stressful.
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Him and Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game night with Freddy and Jason.
Oh, no.
Gonna kick it with those guys.
Oh. Bad idea, Andy. Bad idea. The next guy is in Cape Coral, where his weapon of choice was a pickaxe. Cape Coral police officers responded to a disturbance between two neighbors. Police determined that 22-year-old Tyler McHugh had been the aggressor. He bit the victim on the arm, struck him in the back with a broomstick, and then grabbed a pickaxe and started chasing him. McHugh also battered a second victim by shoulder checking them. That victim didn't want to press charges. He was arrested for battery as well as aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He was medically cleared for a laceration that he suffered during that fight, and he was transported to the Lee County Jail. There he is, all bandaged up in his mugshot.
Mm. It'd be so scary to be running from someone with, like, a pickaxe.
Oh, my God.
Like,
only, yeah, that's the one where they chisel, like, diamonds and stuff out of the caves with, right, pickaxes?
Yeah,
like,
I would think it'd be the smaller handheld one. Yeah. Like, they make the big, giant
That's what
one.
I'm thinking,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
Jesus. That you can't be struck with, you know?
Perfect killing machine.
It absolutely is. I think it's been a weapon in many horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't expect someone in real life to be chasing you with it.
Yeah, no, that's a terrible day.
Stop it! All right, so your choices are...
I was thinking the same thing.
Pickaxe or machete. You got to pick a weapon to be assaulted with.
Pickaxe.
Pickaxe.
Because I'm going to hope for the miss, and then it's a slower weapon to wield.
It's not as bladey.
Yeah.
It's pokey.
It's pokey.
It's pokey. If you get pokey. Poked, if you get poked,
there's our review.
It's lights out.
It's pokey, but not as bladey.
Right. I'd rather be poked than bladed.
There it is. Pickaxe.
It says it all.
It's pokey, but not as bladey.
Were you aware of how bladey the weapon was, sir, when raising it?
Oh, I knew how bladey it was. Yeah, that's why I'd rather take the pokey.
Yeah. Well, all right.
I would just hope for him to swing and miss with that big, giant pickaxe, and then maybe I can either jump on him, but like someone with a machete, it's far too...
Oh, yeah, it's a very versatile weapon.
You know.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Thankfully, no one has ever come at me with a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
You know?
I don't think I have a weapon. No.
Like,
no,
well, like
no. I've had things thrown at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no one has ever come after me with a weapon in their hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. I haven't been in that situation.
To me, no one's come at me with what I would deem to be a deadly weapon.
Mm.
You know?
You've had weapons.
Yeah. I mean, I get hit with a bat. But it's not... A bat is so much better to be hit with than a machete.
So true.
Yeah.
Bat over machete.
Yeah, because I blocked a bat with my arm.
Yeah. Oh.
But you block a machete with your arm, and then you look like this guy with the dead left.
Where he's like, yeah, it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Old floppy hands.
Old floppy arm.
What was the situation? Can you tell us the situation?
I have already before. Yes. It was a girl.
Oh, okay.
Lovely lady.
Sounds like it.
A baseball bat.
Lovely lady with a baseball bat.
I'm sure she's much nicer now.
I'm sure she is.
But
things are probably better.
Yeah. But yeah, no. It was bad times then.
Does sound like it.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
One of the things that we knew would have to change after this pandemic is how strip clubs operate. We figured some would just roll with the punches and try and get by. Others, though, can't so much. In Rhode Island, when Club Fantasies was given the green light to offer adult entertainment, but outdoors only, they didn't waste any time. Owner Frank DeLuca was ready for performers to once again take the stage on their outdoor patio. Only one problem, the dancers didn't want to come. They only had one dancer say they'd come back to work. The dancers are independent contractors, and when they found out they couldn't do side hustles, like lap dances, they weren't interested in coming back to work.
Kind of like Major League Baseball players.
Pretty much.
Right.
You know, like it's not worth their while.
Yeah.
If you can't make the extra money that you were making, what are you really making? You know, like $15 to do a side
table
dance?
Right, there might be $10 somebody throws up there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they didn't feel that they could make as much money. The Providence Board of Licenses approved plans for outdoor stripping last week. The proposal was submitted jointly by four clubs. Usually they're competitors, but they banded together to try and make something happen. Club Desire, the Cadillac Lounge, Club Fantasies, and the Foxy Lady, a few of which have come up on this show before. Mm-hmm. They said, we're all in the same business, so what's good for one club will be good for the other. But the theory of welcoming back dancers and customers outdoors has proven less than ideal. Owners and managers from the clubs expressed everything from frustration to bewilderment about the state and city's decision to allow only outdoor adult entertainment. One club has 200 people waiting to hear when they can return to work, but as of now, they can't make concrete plans to reopen. The general manager for the Cadillac Lounge says they're bleeding financially, but it may not make sense to reopen with outdoor stripping.
Yeah, I could see
could end up costing you more than...
Well, yeah. Dancers and staff say they make more on unemployment than they would if they came back to that kind of environment.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're not gonna, you're just not going to pull in the money that you normally make. I think around here they're opening up, but...
What is going to happen when that unemployment bump runs out?
It is for a lot of people because they can go back to work.
Yeah. But they were paying, they were, a lot of people were making more money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They say it's a industry that does generate a lot of local tax revenue. So they're hoping that they will come to the table and try and work something out. Under a new proposal, indoor seating capacity would be limited at 50%. Tables would have to be spaced 8 feet apart, and customers would be required to wear masks. The dancers would have to wear masks as well. Stages would be surrounded by plexiglass or a similar barrier to prevent physical contact between the performer and the patrons, and the stages would have to be sanitized between each stripper. It is such, you know, I was reading the story this morning, and I'm thinking about, although I get it, it's such a crazy old-school thing to pay to go into a room and watch a woman peel her clothes off.
It's for a certain dude.
Yeah.
Yep.
Certain kind of guy. That lives that lifestyle.
And you also have, you know, you also need to realize that in a lot of places,
it's not just that.
It's not just that.
Right.
There's more to the whole thing.
Sure.
Than meets the eye.
More than meets the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dirty strippers, more than meets the eye.
Transformers.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yep. They I'd say
Transformers is on.
What they don't understand is how people can get massages right now, but they're entertainers. We can have them wear gloves and a mask, do a side dance. They're not going to catch anything standing in front of a guy, so why can't that continue? Basically, they're fighting for lap dances.
Are they worried about the fecal
fecal shedding?
Yeah.
Of COVID?
The fecal aspect.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's what masks are for.
Yeah, Yeah, like if the patron has a mask on, but you'd have to wear an N95 mask. You couldn't just wear like a covering. Yeah. You'd have to go.
The thing
hardcore.
Is, their butt's going to be right.
Right there. That's right where there. It ends up.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. Right above the tip of your nose.
You're going to need some. You're going to need some hand sanitizer.
Yeah,
for your
you're
going to
need a mask that comes up to your eye.
A face shield.
Yeah, but she wouldn't be able to. She'd still have to stay 6 to 8 feet away from you,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah, the social distancing, they can't do it.
It's so weird.
They can give you a private dance, but it can't be a lap dance.
But if a masseuse is allowed to be right up on you, then it doesn't make sense. Because all they're doing is giving you a massage as well, either with their mouth or...
Oh, okay.
If you're allowed to give massages, you should be allowed to do a lap dance or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
You think they make them wear those full face shields?
That's not going to work.
Make the dude wear one, too.
Yeah.
Like her butt just comes right up to the PPE. And
yeah, it just slides down.
Oh, my God.
You got to throw it away right after.
It was the streaking.
Like, they're going to have a ton of PPE at the strip club. Mm, come on, you guys. No. Like, they're going to, change every time they strip. Then they're going to sanitize the stage after every dance. Like, who are we kidding here? It's not going to happen.
But, see, and this is what I'm saying. There's a lot of that where, like, places you're told, like, this is how it has to happen in order for the place to open up, right? It's going to be this way and it's going to open up. And then if you go to that place, you realize they're not doing any of those things.
Hmm.
They're just open.
Right. But you know? Strippers that just strip.
Who?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They can't make money that way.
No.
They could not. Like, how many dollar bills are you going to get?
Right.
It's just not worth their time. They don't get hourly wages, right?
Yeah. Your only chance is to be the only stripper that's working in the outdoor place, and there just happens to be enough pervy guys, and you get all that money for the day.
All the dollars.
So it's just her taking them off, putting them back on all night?
Yeah.
Undressing.
Well, with wigs and the mask, you might not be able to tell.
Oh.
One stripper could become five.
That's right.
Sure. Transformers.
Yeah, Transformers. Bro, whores in disguise.
Hoary butts. Raids their battle to jerk off as many guys as they possibly can. in 2 hours.
So do you think that Corona will kill the strip clubs? Is that
no!
No, they'll find a way to survive.
Well, they might, some might go out of business.
They're already struggling before this.
Yeah.
Some might go out of business.
I've noticed two that I drive by every day, are their signs are gone. They must have gone out of business.
It was rough.
Really?
Before this hit.
There's some advertising, so.
Yeah, no, but the two that I drive by here going home. Like there, it looks like the building's been sold on one of them, and one of the signs been taken down.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
I think a lot of it's about location.
Yeah,
you're like in a busy city, big city, you'll do all right.
But. I also think it depends how well you were doing before.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You know, if you're a big place that was killing it and bringing in tons of dough, and you've got this stockpile of money,
yeah, you'll be all right.
Someone from the industry said they already sanitize the pole after each curl normally.
Okay.
So that would
the towel they use the
it's a blue rag.
They use a dry towel on it.
That's not sanitizing.
I've witnessed that, and that's just so they don't break their ass when they're climbing around up
it's
there.
Just getting that other stripper around. Juice off there, right?
Yeah.
And someone said that plexiglass is going to get sticky. Mm. Ooh, God.
That's world of dirty. Plexiglass. Who would have thought?
I know.
It's the dumbest future of all time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like robots would have been cooler.
I can't hear anyone anymore.
Yeah, the mask, the plexiglass.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're like, you already have a mask on.
And I generally will read lips when I can't really hear someone too well. And I rely on that. So I have a really hard time when someone's just.
And you have to be 8 feet away.
Yeah.
And you try it, you're like, what?
I'm telling you, dude, I had to mail a package out. So I went to like a FedEx or whatever it was. And I walked in, I had my mask on. It was inside of like a Walmart. So I had to go through that and then get in there. And then I just walked up to the counter and she was like,
back up to the purple circle.
I'm like, purple circle.
Oh, yeah, you to look for the circle.
Right.
I'm like, hey!
You're so far away.
I have to mail this! Put the package
down. I need to go back to the circle.
Yeah, back to the
circle.
You
gotta get back there.
But it was so crazy. I had like hold my ID up. She had to like scan my ID from 6 feet away, and like I'm holding it out.
So they have
like
no plexiglass, apparently. They didn't invest in the plexiglass system where they
may have had smaller ones, but they had an open area, you know, that you could put the package down. And
what a great year for plexiglass!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so
I went to the nail salon, they had plexiglass everywhere.
Did you have your hands like through plexiglass? Yep. I wondered how
and
that was going to
work. Pedicure stations were, they did. Temperature checks. Nobody could come in. You have to have an appointment.
So worth it for those nails,
She does it for the nails.
Yeah, he did it.
This guy says, I have a stripper that stops by my home for lap dances. Talk about side hustle.
They're making
home
calls.
Well, that's called a hooker.
I do think that's how they're
surviving.
She's
not just dancing in his lap.
Sure, right? That's all that's happening.
He's getting some pee-pee service.
That's all they're doing. No, I think that's how they did it, right? All these girls it's probably Snapchat or it's however they're doing
or fans
just
only or whatever.
Whatever it is that they would can just they have a stable of dudes that they say, hey, I'm dancing tonight. Make sure you stop by the club.
Right.
Right. And then those regular guys go there.
The club's becoming unnecessary, right? Like for
right. That's, I think, strip club's problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been easier to get a stripper / transformer
right
to show up at your place.
Transformers roll out.
Yeah.
Like DoorDash, but strippers kind
of. Yeah.
Yeah. They just, it's more like just prostitutes that come to your house.
Right.
Make a house call.
But
that's illegal.
Yeah.
Right. So they just strip for you at home.
Right.
That's what a creepy night.
It's weird. I thought it'd be weird to drive through, like you're driving through like a, what are those things where you drive through and you look at animals? It's called
like
something.
A safari drive-through.
Safari. Yeah, like a safari. Just like,
yeah.
Well, that's Chicks. Yeah. So that's how this started at the beginning of this pandemic, yeah. right? They had drive-through strip clubs where you pulled in, they'd strip for you. They had a little bucket.
Which is the oddest thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was like a skank safari.
Yeah.
Ah, the elusive skank.
Oh, she sees us.
Hit the pedal to the metal on that Jeep.
You're going to want to take your cameras out right now. Pass by.
Chick starts running towards you.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.